Have you ever dreamed of quitting your job and buying a farm? Lisa Redinger has done just that. 4 years ago, she quit her job in the Twin Cities and purchased a 110-year-old apple orchard just a few miles east of Antigo.
Decided to make the leap because what I was doing just wasn't really that fulfilling anymore.
Lisa worked for about 20 years in St. Paul, Minnesota as a soil scientist after graduation from UW River Falls with a degree in agronomy. Working in the GMO industry and in chemical regulation, she dreamed of farming without synthetic chemicals. With encouragement of her family from Antigo, she decided to follow her passion and buy the orchard. She found that transforming an orchard completely away from synthetic chemicals was not easy. Ironically, 110 years ago, when a Swedish immigrant planted the first apple tree on the site, he was using methods not that different from what Lisa is doing today, which she calls the holistic approach to the orchard.
There was herbicide under the trees, so there wasn't anything growing under them, and that it was just all apple trees. And so let's just say if you're an apple pest or an apple disease, it's a pretty good place to be. So you want to diversify that quite a bit more because monocultures are not a thing in nature. So there's diversity of plants, insects, animals, soil microbes, mycorrhizal fungi underground.
Besides introducing a lot of plants that grow beneath the trees, the holistic approach also involves introducing pigs and chickens to the orchard.
The chickens are introduced early in the spring when you have a lot of the pests. And so when they're just emerging from the ground or when they're in the top couple inches or they're right in the tree trunk bark, those chickens are introduced at that time to help take a bite out of that population. And then they're also doing a lot of scratching up of the leaves, which is where some of the apple diseases overwinter. So they're kind of helping to break up that pest cycle.
Lisa's goal is to also stop adding fertilizer. So the chickens and pigs also help to add some fertility to the soil. One of the most successful offshoots of the holistic approach is the sale of free-range chickens and pigs. She says there's a growing market for the livestock grown nitrate-free and that she gets rave reviews from her customers who enjoy apple-fed pork. Although she employs one part-time employee and an apple-picking crew, Lisa does most of the work herself.
The workload is pretty tremendous. So the orchard, you know, it was in pretty rough shape and it's kind of getting turned around. There's work year round. So whether it's pruning in the winter, there's spring planting, there's training branches.
In addition to selling apples, cider, a cider syrup used as a salad dressing or meat glaze, she sells nursery stock. Her mom and dad pitch in when they can. Her dad often works the booth at the Antigo Farmers Market, and the mother bakes apple pies sold at the Antigo and Wausau Farmers Market. Like many in the organic food field, Lisa approaches this work with missionary zeal. She offers clinics on pruning trees, natural fruit tree care, tours, and pick-it-yourself options after Labor Day. Here, visitors can see firsthand how the holistic approach works. Much to the surprise of Lisa, the pigs are a big hit.
Pasture pigs are extremely goofy and they run all over and people pet them and they're super fun and they're really fun animals. And one thing that I like to show people is pastured pigs actually do not smell bad.
She also started two events that will go on again this coming summer that she hopes will become a tradition.
August 3rd, it'll be the second annual sustainable farm tour in Antigo. So there's that. There's a farm-to-table dinner here on August 17th.
This past year, she has noticed a considerable improvement in the orchard's health. Her hard work has been paying off. She gets together often with other organic fruit growers where they share stories of the successes and failures. With this experience, she can offer some advice to others who may want to try this lifestyle.
My advice would be to go work on someone else's farm for a while and kind of get to know the ropes because there's a lot to it.
Despite all the hard work, Lisa finds this lifestyle very gratifying.
The best part of it is that I'm not sitting for 10 hours a day anymore. I think I meet a lot of really interesting people because there's no recipe card on how to do this, but For me, I'm fortunate because I'm extremely interested in it. And so I love the learning part of it, and I love being outside.
Beginning on April 20th, Lisa will have fruit trees for sale. Each one is sold with tips on how to grow it successfully without chemicals. You can find out more about the Grandview Orchard at grandvieworchard.com. With WXPR News, I'm Jim Skibo.